we chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. And we're going to be talking about what exactly is an internist, your primary care doctor, and what is their role in your health care. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
I think it's a good idea to do this show because I don't even know what an internist means. I always thought it was about internal medicine. But I do know what the role of a primary care doctor is, and that is the one that most of us would go to. Now, of course, we're differing this from, say, a doctor who may be a specialist in something. But your primary care physician, because we're seeing so many different doctors for different things, everything from allergies to foot problems to, you know, podiatrists and all this kind of stuff. But the role of the primary care doctor is kind of to keep everything in order and make sure that everything's going right for the patient. Is that correct?
That's correct, Jim. The primary care physician, and in my particular case as an internist, you know, the internal medicine specialist, and he is specialized, is one who is trained and qualified to treat all aspects of adult. Medicine. So it is a specialized field, somewhat more specialized from family practice or general sort of urgent care medicine, in the sense that the internist role really is to look at not just problems that the individual might come in with maybe once every, you know, year or every couple of years, but to really look after the long-term care of an adult, looking at preventive measures, looking at disease risk, and really working with their patients to not just treat medical problems as they come, but to be preventive and proactive in helping people to avoid illness and to maintain good health.
Well, after doing this show with you for years, I know how many times you've said that you get people coming in and they're going to see other doctors and they just bring in a bag with all the medications that they're taking because, you know, you've got different doctors prescribing different things. It's good. It's a great idea. It's an absolute must that you have somebody taking a look at these medications to make sure that they don't interfere with each other, if they cause actually more harm in combination with each other. And I think that's something that's becoming more well known now because we're seeing so many different prescriptions. You know, there's new drugs coming out all the time. And if you have a foot problem, you don't go to your primary care doctor first and you go somewhere else, he may not, your podiatrist or whoever's going to be taking care of that specialized problem may not know the medications you're on. And that's why I think it's probably a good idea for everybody to have a primary care physician, a doctor of some type, who can oversee everything that if somebody's going through, no matter if it's somebody else who's actually working on that specific problem, trying to get a better idea of overall health care. Do you ever find any you know, stormy weather with specialists that feel like you might be horning in on their treatment?
No, in fact, the specialists really prefer that their patients have a primary care doctor because, again, they are just looking at their narrow field of interest, and often they don't know, you know, the patient history in terms of other medical problems and medications that they have. So they would prefer that, you know, all of their patients do have a primary care doctor so that that individual can take overall responsibility. You know, because we have a very fragmented healthcare system at this point, it is so over-specialized. We have a lot of insurance and regulatory controls that are now intruding and interfering with, you know, individual patient care. It's more important than ever today that patients have a primary care provider, especially an internist, who is their advocate. And what I'm saying is that many doctors, again, are specialized. They're looking at their narrow field of interest. They're not really, on par understanding of what other issues a patient has. And sometimes their specialized treatment may interfere with any other particular problems or medicines that they're taking. So the primary care doctor's role is to oversee all that, make sure that they're getting reports and talking to the other referring doctors and making sure that their care is coordinated. The other issue is becoming more of a problem is insurance denials and increasing drug costs. And I see people coming in every day who are having to choose whether or not they can afford medication or food.
Wow.
And often they're on medications that they've been on for a long time. Many times they don't know why they're taking it. Many of these drugs are very expensive when there's cheaper alternatives. So, again, the other important role now is to start looking at cost. You know, what can we do to lower the drug costs for individuals where that becomes an issue, and looking at cheaper alternatives or eliminating unnecessary medication.
Now, it's funny you're bringing this up today because your cohort, Dr. Vandegrift's show last week was all about on these long-term medications that people have been prescribing, that they, do they still need them? I mean, he's been able to reduce in many cases the number of medications that people are taking. And I think that just further illustrates that you need to have a conversation with your primary care doctor. And if you don't have a primary care doctor, it's probably best to just go and get a quick checkup and get everything established. It doesn't take long to you know, to find out and do an overview, basically, of a patient's health care and where they may be standing. Even if there's nothing wrong with them, at least I know in some cases I've had doctors say, hey, anytime you're swinging by through the neighborhood, come on in, let's take your blood pressure so we have a running record of what your blood pressure is when you're not necessarily sick. And I think it makes a lot of sense. But, you know, it's something that I guess nobody wants to go to the doctor. Everybody's, you know, always scared, oh, I'm going to go get a big needle put in me or something like that. But, you know, actually, it's probably the best thing you can do for your own health is to establish a relationship with any primary care doctor and find one you're comfortable with and stick with them.
I would agree. I think anyone over 50 years of age should probably get established. First and foremost is the relationship. You know, you want to have an established relationship with someone that you trust, someone that you feel comfortable with, someone that you can go to if you're having a medical problem or a psychological issue or any kind of a potential crisis where you don't know where to go. Sitting down, you know, with your provider and let him sort of guide you through whatever would be the best and most appropriate treatment or therapy. And again, that relationship is important because, again, as other specialists or doctors get involved and alternative treatments are recommended, many times, and I have that every day, you know, I've got patients that come back to me and say, well, you know, this is what was recommended. This is what you're telling me. What do you think? And again, because I have a broader view and a much better understanding and relationship with patients that I have seen on more than one occasion and often many for years, we can sit and discuss some of these issues and decide whether this is the most appropriate treatment, particularly for people who are of older age and the quality of health is not what it used to be. You know, it's important to sit down. Often it's important that I sit down with family members as well and have discussions about, you know, is a particular treatment worth it, given age and health. Again, the older generation that I find and see are very loyal to their healthcare professionals. So if they're going to recommend a specific treatment, that's what they're going to do, not really knowing what does that mean. Well, for many, unfortunately, it means frequent trips to doctor's offices or clinics, which is very difficult because of transportation problems, hardships on family members and patients, and often for what? So, you know, it's important to have these conversations to decide what's the best and most appropriate treatment, often having family members involved and making sure that discussions of all types, particularly even, and that's a separate topic, you know, the end of life conversation in terms of what kind of care, long term, end of life issues. You know, these are kinds of things that you can only really have with somebody that you've had an established relationship with.
Right. And so many things in life, effective communication is so important in this case. And folks, remember, if you don't have a primary care physician, you can call South Strand Internist and let's get the ball rolling.